Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome. I've been waiting for you all day long. Down dog, please. Shake your head out. Let all the tension in your neck, let all the tension in your face dissolve. Your muscles will just hold on for dear life unless you create a space where your muscles can let go of the excess tension. So just shift your body around. Give up all that stiffness. Open your two eyes. Relax your eyes on one point. Child's pose. Make your big toes touch each other. Sit back under your heels. You can broaden your foundation and separate your knees wider. If it hurts your lower back, bring your knees together. Ground your forehead center on a block of the earth. Spread out your fingers. And if you can increase the lengthening or the length of your arms, do that. Just lay your burdens down. You got to be intentional about that, about all the shit in your life. To lay that down, or you'll make your yoga practice shit. There's not a person in this room who's not suffering, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And you have a great opportunity tonight to remember what's really important. Because if you get that one thing, you know, source energy, every department in your life will get rejuvenated. So no need to force this tonight. You have good tools. We have an assistant. You have good people around you. Find your way. Tabletop. Huge breath in. Roll over your toes, downward dog. Feet hip-width distance. Hands shoulder-width distance. How much space between your hands and your feet? Little more than what you have now. So everybody walking hands and your feet a few inches apart. Generate Ujjayi breath in and out of your nose. Between the practice of focusing your eyes on one point and generating sound breath that comes from your throat, breathe in and out of your nose, but the sound comes from your throat. Between creating those two practices, because they're practices, focusing your eyes and committing to seeing one point, that's a practice. Generate an Ujjayi breath, breathe in and out of your nose, making the sound come from your throat, that's a practice. High plank. Activating every part of your body is a practice. And you can easily get caught up in overusing your limbs tonight. And we will use the limbs, the extremities. Spread out your toes more and bring your heels forward. Realize your toes, where they connect to the feet. Spread out your fingers. Pin your index finger knuckle into your mat, and you can bring your knees down if the teacher gets too excited, or if the teacher drank coffee before the class, which I didn't. You're lucky I didn't drink coffee. But if I just talk a lot and hold a pose a long time, then you modify. Don't be a rebel, though. I know how to do it. I've been that rebel on the mat. If the pose is holding too long, I'll make the teacher wrong. I'll be like, this is way too long. He's holding it way too long. This is a pretty long high plank. Let's refine it, though. Draw your pubic bone up towards your navel and drop your spine in between your shoulder blades. Lift your chin away from your chest, breathe in. Low plank will never feel so good. Go ahead, low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Every night you step on your mat, it's going to be different. Thank goodness. You'll never be in the same body twice, ever. Walk your hands to your feet. You're at the back of your mat. Bring your feet together. Clasp your hands at your lower back. So you're at the back of your mat. The back of your mat. Lift your toes off the floor. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Breathe in. Forward bend. Drop your head towards the floor. Bring your hands inside the loop. So bring it. So I'm speaking tonight, and some of you aren't listening at all. I say it two or three times, and you still don't listen. So you got to bring your hands inside the loop of the strap. I think I showed you this before, like personally. No, after class. No. Okay. So do it now. Bring your hands inside the loop. If you're using a strap. Downward dog. Bring your feet together, lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the right. So your left leg is up. Are you Liz? Are you here? Are you here? Are you listening? Are you listening? It's really important that, especially when the teacher gives a cue or correction to a student, that's you too. You're listening, you're checking in always. This is what a warrior is. They're learning from their surroundings. They're awake to what's happening around them. They're listening. And you're just listening to the sound of your breath. You're listening to my voice. The sound of your breath is landing in your consciousness. It's happening. It's real. If it's not there, then you modify. Bring your upper foot to the mat. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. This is why we have assistance. So the assistant becomes the physicalness of the teacher's voice. Because the student doesn't listen. And it's not a bad student. It's not a bad student. It's just the nature of the mind. That it's so busy. It's so clogged up. The senses have become insensitive. See clearly. See clearly. Feel the fire building. Bring more air. Ground into the earth more. Press the floor. Is that about even? Okay, walk up to the front of your mat. Bring your feet together. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Stand up. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Spread out your toes. A little micro bend in your knees. Drop your tailbone towards your mat. Draw your pubic bone towards your navel. Now keep your pelvis neutral. Pull your belly to your spine. Activate, more fire, belly up to your spine. Straighten your arms, do a little baby back bend. Every fingertip is conscious, thumb tip. Bring your hands to your heart center. Create a hollow in the center of your palms. Press the lining of your hands together, your finger pads, knuckles. Gaze at your fingertips or close your eyes. Open up your ears. Put your attention on the skin of your ears. You have your attention on your ears. Three ohms. Ah. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bow forward. You're in the best space you could possibly be. High plank. Good listening. Good listening. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Tune up. This is just a tune up. Huge in breath. Huge out breath. Okay. Giant breath in. Empty out. Listen. There's a beautiful sound when there's no air in lungs. Walk to the front of your mat. Still no air. Flat back. Fill up big. Forward bend. Sweep up. Hold your in-breath. Listen. Bow forward. Hold your out-breath. Grab your calf muscles and deepen the forward bend. All air out. Flat back. Fill up. High to low. All air out in chaturanga. Upward dog. Fill up. A beautiful back bend. Downward dog. Pump now. Pump. Prana. Life force. If the breath is short, you know, survival mode breathing, upper third of the lung breathing, your toes and your fingers become numb over time. You might not feel it now, but as you get older and older, the blood consciousness doesn't reach to the frontiers of your body. You got to have long, exaggerated, streaming in-breaths and complete out-breaths. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pull your belly to your spine. Contract. Uddiyana Bandha. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Breathe in. Long, electrified spine. Fold forward. Sweep up. Forward bend. You listen. It's so seductive. Long spine. Low plank. A masterful chaturanga, Ian. Upward dog. Downward dog. Spread your toes out. Some of you, if you bent your knees a little bit, you'd create some more lift in your pelvis. Well, you'd create the space so lifting your pelvis is possible. Breathe in. Empty out. Walk or jump forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow down. Long spine. Low plank. Up dog. Feel your nostrils wake up. Downward dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or spring to your hands. Flat back. Breathe in. Forward bend. Bend your knees. Drop your hips close to your mat. Thunderbolt. Straight arms above you. Spread out your toes. Squat 6, 7, 8 inches lower. Pull your belly up to your spine. Spread out your fingers. Roll your baby fingers into the center line of your body. Take out all the excess strain. Take it out. Well, let me say take out all the excess effort. That's what happens when there's excess effort. There's strain. Breathe deeper. Breathe abundantly. Take a huge breath out. Inhale, sit an inch closer to your mat. 1 inch. Not asking a lot. Okay, bow forward. Straighten your legs little by little. Straight. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Step your right foot forward, warrior one. Let's move your mat up a little bit. Low plank. Upward dog. Down dog. Left side, warrior one. Be ready for anything. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Flat back. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow down. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right side, warrior one. Flow is something you moved into. Low plank with intention and purpose. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left side, warrior one. It can be mechanical and dry. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. So take out all the hard edges and be the tortoise. Rather than the hare, be the tortoise. From point to point, exaggerate how slow. Well, not how slow, but how intentional you are. You can move at velocity. Breathe in. Breathe out. You just don't want to be ahead of the teacher. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Utkatasana. Finish your yoga poses. Bow forward. Long spine. Crow pose. Awaken your hands. And go. Get in there. Get in there. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right side, warrior one. Low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left side, warrior one. Chaturanga. Upward dog, smooth. Downward dog. Go hang out in warrior two on your right side. Build integrity. Right side, warrior two. Line up your heels. You can create more space front to back. You could even create more space right to left. But once you had a visual of your feet, gaze over your front middle fingernail. Bring your front knee forward and over to the right. Flip your palms up to the sky. Gaze over your front middle finger. Just the pad now. Drop your chin towards your chest a little bit. And take the sides of your neck to the wall your back is facing. Okay, more action. Spread out your toes. Spread them out. Lift the inner arch of your back foot away from the ground. Press your outer ankle on your back foot. Press out down towards the floor. Lift the inner arch of your back foot away from your mat. Press the outer ankle on your back foot towards the floor. Now firm up your back leg. Draw your pubic bone up towards your navel. Get that. Let that be a pranic trigger. Pubic bone up towards your navel. Uddiyana, belly up. Now locate your lower ribs. Contract them into the center line of your body. Gaze like a laser beam. Drop your hips a little bit lower towards the floor. Come on, come on, be courageous. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left side, warrior two. Like a stone Buddha. Be in the pose. Give up the fidgeting and you'll give yourself a gift. Keep your gaze over your front middle finger. Come into the pose. No postponing it. Take action now. And practice letting things burn. Let your metabolic fire burn bright. So more air. It's like a wood-burning stove. Pull your belly to your spine. Yeah, lock that energy in. Belly up. Gaze, gaze. Stick your butt out a little bit, Tracy. Stick your bum out. Mm-hmm. Tone up your tricep muscles. Pull your scapula into the midline of your body. If your palms aren't facing the sky, go ahead, do that. Big, powerful breathing. Committed gaze. And just let it burn. Come on, let it burn. Come on, let it burn. Stop putting your fire out. Double assist. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip over. Feel the earth under your feet and your lower hand. Press the earth. Reach up into some new space. Give up the tension in your forehead. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. Foundations, everything. Pin your lower knuckles into the mat. Bring your hand back a little more, Jim. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Bring your hands to your heart center. Prayer twist to the right. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Straighten your back leg. And when you breathe out, twist. Huge breath in. Rinse out everything. Get it out. Get it out. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Make your back toes point to the upper left corner of your mat. Foundation is everything. It's everything. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Bring your chin to your back shoulder. Place your eyes on one point. And your eyes, your committed gaze, is the foundation. It's the metaphysical foundation. Drop your hips closer to the floor. Breathe more, get more in-breath, get hungry for the in-breath. You've been drowning, you just got up above the water, get the air in, suck it in, get it in. Okay, huge breath in, chaturanga. Up dog, that's all you're doing in asana is making space in the body for air. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Hang out or flip over. Wake up here. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. Pull your belly up to your spine. Make your thumbs, your baby fingers, big toes, baby toes, full of conscious awareness. Relax your mouth too. No tension in your jaw, your lips. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Prayer twist to the left. Foundation. Get to a point where even if Kristen or I came over and were playing with you and tried to push you over, you would not move. A few more counts. Breathe in. Twist and empty out. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Half bind. Gaze. Come on, get in your zone. Gaze. Jeremy, gaze. Come on, couple more breaths. Get it in. Huge breath in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Walk up to the front of your mat. Halfway up, breathe in. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Shape your feet. Be interested in your feet. Gaze at their feet. And stay with your gaze at your feet until you hear the cue to shift your gaze from your feet to another point. So your gaze at your feet. See your feet? Do you see your feet? Stay with your feet. Concentrate on your feet. Spread out your toes. Now see that your toes spread out. This is a good space to practice just taking orders. Good leaders are good at listening and good at taking orders, especially in a space that can be challenging and stressful. Good. Now shift your gaze if you'd like to. You can keep your gaze at your feet or shift your gaze to the right side of the room. You can straighten your arms at this point. You can maybe put a block under your lower hand. You can keep your gaze at the right side of the room or your feet or shift your gaze to the ceiling. And five more counts. Good listening. Fill the space with big air. Make your lips touch. Breathe in and out of your nose. Gaze, Julian. Open your eyes. Gaze. Clear. Twist more. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Open your eyes. Come on, open your eyes. See what you're looking at. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. Straighten your legs more. Lean into it. Okay, let go of your toes. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees. Thunderbolt. Come right in. Be a powerful transitioner. Prayer twist to the left. Go into it. Do you see how your knees can splay apart? Press your knees together without overdoing it. It's almost like the hairs on the skin of your inner knees. If they're still there, they're touching. Even the skin can touch. Spin your inner ankles to the back of the room. Press your outer ankles towards the floor. You feel the dexterity that's being awoken in your feet? Sit deeper into the centers of your heels. Keep your toe pads on the ground. Powerful control of your feet when your brain is available and your eyes are clear. About five more counts. You can straighten your arms. Create space. So you stop running. And you stop postponing. And you stay in the pocket. Twist a little more. Keep rotating. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Gorilla. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Flat back. Breathe in. Forward bend. Listen now. Listen to... So there's the multidimensional listening. You're listening to your teacher. You're listening to the sound of your breath. You're listening to the sounds in the room. But more importantly, you're listening to your body. Throughout the practice, you're tuning in to the voice of the body. And sometimes the hamstrings call for a little more intensity. Sometimes they call for a little less intensity. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Eagle pose, right side. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Five. Joint systems need this. Four. Your blood system needs it. Circulatory system. Three. Skin needs this. Two. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. This is as rudimentary, eagle pose, as brushing my teeth every day. And there's a palpable feeling, just like when you run your tongue over your teeth after you've brushed your teeth. Same thing with the joint systems and the freedom in the body after eagle. Okay, sweep up. Right side, flow. Organizing all the parts into one integrated wholeness. Squeeze into the midline of your body. When you breathe out, drop hips lower, pull your belly to your spine. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. Stay on the floor. Stay in. Go, go. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Airplane pose. Take your arms by your side. Bring your feet together. Balance on your left leg and lift your right leg up behind you. Keep your feet on 12 o'clock and meditate on one point. Come up to the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. You got to be up the front of your mat. You guys need to listen. You need to listen to your teachers. Listen. No, Michelle, at the front of your mat. The front of your mat. You can stay right where you are, or bend your upper knee, half bow, for 12 o'clock. Open it up. Perfect. Perfect. Pin your lower big toe mound in the mat. Pin it. Pin it. Lower big toe mound. Lower baby toe mound. Five. Steady. Four. Three. Two. Ragdoll. Send your left leg back. Lunge. Quick, quick, quick with velocity. Drop your back knee to the floor. Bring your hands to your heart. Make your front toes disappear. Bend your front knee more. Yes, and get into the hip flexor on the left. Pull your belly to your spine. Take your arms to the sky. 10. Press to the top of your back foot. Lift your back knee off your mat. 9. 8. Squeeze your back leg with all your muscle might. Go skyward. 5. Keep your hips low. Lift your heart high. 4. And do a back bend. 3. Go. Go back. 2. Grab your back heel. Okay, down dog. Good job. All right. Nice and easy. Walk forward. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Ha. Ah. Oh. Airplane. Drop your arms by your side. Bring your feet together and balance on your right leg. Smooth takeoff. And keep your airplane rising in altitude always. So your upper body is almost parallel to the floor, but there's the quality of upward dog through the torso. Meditate. Bring your hands to your heart center, half moon. Be at the front of your mat. Yeah, I request that. I've seen people go to the hospital with concussions because they're not at the front of the mat, and they kick the people behind them because they're actually at the front of their mat, and then they get kicked in the head. So just be mindful always. Ground your big toe mound, baby toe mound on your bottom foot. It's not something that just happens once. Tight, tight, tight. Stay here or bend your upper knee. Reach back with your upper hand and grab the outside of your upper ankle or the inside, you choose. Big toe mound, big toe mound. Five. Four. Good burn, good burn. 3. 2. Ragdoll, excellent. Right leg back, quick. Right leg. Ooh. Bring your hands to your heart center. Breathe in. Empty out. Arms high. 10. Okay, lean into it. Make your front toes disappear. 9. Lift the back knee off the mat. Press the top of your back foot into the floor. 5. Now sink your hips low. They're buoyant. 3. Do a back bend. Do your back bend. 2. Longer fingers. Down dog. Good job. Walk up to the front of your mat. Flat back. Breathe in. Forward bend. Stand up. Sweep up. Hands to your heart center. Anjali. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Press your right foot to your left inner thigh. Listen to the sound of your breath. Relax your lips and your jaw. Pull your belly up towards your spine. Straighten your arms to the ceiling. Oh, press in. Press into my hands. Gaze, gaze. Where are you? Gaze. Keep your gaze. Tree pose, left side. Keep your gaze. Barry, look forward. Your eyes strain. Yeah, you can lift your chin and look up. Don't strain your eye muscles, yeah? Child's pose. Go down. Yeah. Straighten your arms vertically. Pull your belly up towards your spine. Contract your lower ribs into your midline. Expand your mid-back. Take your upper arm bones to the back of the room. Press the floor. Fingertips to the ceiling, 1 inch more. Bring your hands to your heart center. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Walk up to the front of your mat if you're not there. Press your feet into the earth. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up, chaturanga, upward dog, downward dog, right side warrior one. Let's finish our standing sequence strong. Warrior two, straighten your legs, triangle pose. Meditate on the centers of your heels. Radiate energy through your five toes. Ground your big toe mound into the mat, especially on the front foot. You can lose touch with that. Five counts. Belly to your spine. Drop your tailbone towards your back heel. Now puff up. Puff up. Two and three your fingertips. Breathe in. Empty out. Firm up your back leg. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your right toes to the left side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Lock up at your mid-back. Use a strap if you have to, and you use the loop, inside the loop. It's a good tool. Breathe in. Fold forward. Spread your toes. Spread them out. Make that happen. Spread out your toes. You're the master of your toes. Spread them out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Stay bound. Point your right toes to the front of the studio. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Forward bend. Activate your feet. Give up the excess tension in the pose. Create good form. You can bend your front knee a little bit. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Twist towards the right a little bit. Little twist towards the right. Good job. Drop your hands to the mat, twisting triangle. Five, get in there. Four. Three. Two, chaturanga, you need two blocks. Upward dog, down dog, left side warrior one, warrior two, straighten your legs, triangle pose. Anchor the center of your front heel into your mat. Get a good look for that. And 3 points, try 3 points on the ground. Forward more. Breathe in, empty out. Stand up, bring your hands to your hips. Point your left toes to the right side of the room. Horse pose, spin your heels out and point your toes to 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. Place your hands in a prayer over your heart. And you're just going to bend your knees and squat down like you're on a horse. Jeremy, you should do this if you can. You don't want to miss this. Okay, put your eyes on one point. Make a commitment for yourself right now. We'll hold it for a minute. And your legs have been carrying you around your whole life. There's untapped potential in your legs. Press the four corners of your feet in the floor. We'll start the minute now, okay? That was a little deceiving, I know, but drop hips lower. Go to your lowest point. Give 110%, and I promise you, if you give 110% and you throw your doubt out and you throw out this mental commitment you have that you don't have enough, because that's just ingrained in you. You have a mental commitment that you don't have enough. Sit lower. Breathe abundantly. Try to rip your mat in half and stay down. Do this for the people who are suffering in life. Do it for them. Because they would change, probably. They would change positions with you right now. You have a good life. Press your palms together. Be still. Be still. You got 15 seconds left. And we're not going to snap release out of the pose. Come on, Julian, you're doing great. Stay in there, brother. Okay, five. When we come out, we'll just put the feet on 12 o'clock, then we'll stand up. Four, three, two. Okay, feet on 12 o'clock. Stand up. Great. Okay, drop your arms by your side. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Oh, no, sweep your arms up. Breathe in. Drop your left arm by your side. Bang your shoulders. Hands lock up, mid-back. Breathe in. Fold forward. You got to be taken to that space. It's good when you're around other people. And for a lot of that practice, you know, the tapas practice in yoga, getting to a point where you're burning. You're burning. It's great to have coaching. It's really great to have coaching. But it doesn't even matter if you have a good coach. You have to be coachable. Coachable, the quality of being coachable means that you're teaching yourself. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Point your left toes forward. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Forward bend. Ground the four corners of your front foot into the floor. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Twist to the left. Drop your hands to your mat. Twisting triangle. KJ. Five. Four. Three. Two. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. Okay, let's finish this sequence. Let's finish it. High plank. No, you three in the back, support each other. Unless you're going to throw up and die, come on. Ready? Let's go to plow plank together. Three, two, one. Lay on the mat. I hate doing that. I hate doing it. I really do. I hate it. But I'll do it because I'm committed to you. Flip your head to the other side. There's a zone you can get into on your mat. You guys know this. You know it. It's a choice when you step on your mat to come into your zone. Then there's, you know, you get into that zone enough on your mat, and then you'll get into the zone in your life. You'll have days and perhaps weeks that you'll be on, and then you'll have days and weeks that you're off. But if you keep with your practice, you'll be clear with where you stand. And you'll actually remember what's really important no matter what. This is what inspires you to grow. When you remember that thing that's really important to you. Socrates said that. All true learning is remembering. True learning is remembering. You're the guru. You're the leader. You're the light. You've forgotten, though. Let's see if back bends make you remember. Clasp your hands at your lower back. You take a stand for yourself. You coach yourself right into yoga. Squeeze your limbs. Firm up. Squeeze into the midline. Breathe out. Inhale. Lift your thigh bones and collarbones away from the floor. Move from your bones and you'll move meditatively. Get 3 or 4 more inches of space between the floor and your collarbones. Lift your arm bones away from the back body. Lift up, lift up. Inner ankles to the ceiling. Inner thigh bones to the ceiling. Yeah, come down. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Breathe out. Inhale, lift up. Lift your upper arm bones towards the ceiling. Upper arm bones towards the ceiling. Back of your neck towards the ceiling. 5 more counts. Tighter legs. Tighter, tighter. Shinier toes. Come down. You okay? Bow pose. Let's keep moving. Come on. Bend your knees. Catch the tops of your feet or your shins. Breathe out. Inhale, press your shins to the back of the room. Let it get messy. You're already sweaty and coming apart. Just let it come completely apart. A lot of the times we get to this point where there's a possibility of truly coming apart and starting new, like hitting the reset button, and we keep holding on because we're uncomfortable. You get to that point where there's discomfort, get comfortable in discomfort. That's physical empowerment. And that space when you want to come out of the pose and you stay, as long as you're not exacerbating an injury, okay, come down. Is that how you say it? Whatever. Okay, ready? Bow pose. Set. Go for it. The skin, the muscle. Without exposure to space and letting air in there, the heart becomes calloused. Lower ribs in. Yes, yes, yes. Come back to the floor. Upward dog. Down dog. Bring your knees to your mat, camel pose. Stand up on your knees. Let's just move right through this terrain. You can put a block between your thighs and squeeze it. You gotta squeeze it. You can keep your hands at your hips. Drop your head to the back. Drop your head to your back. 5. Pull your belly to your spine. And if you've got your hands on your shins, pull your elbows in the center line. 4. Open your eyes. 3. 2. Down dog. Bring your knees down to the floor. Camel pose. Breathe surgically. 5. 4. I'm pressing in my hands. Good, Michelle. 3. 2. Down dog. Good work. Bring your knees to your mat. Cross your ankles. Lay on your back. Bridge pose. Kristen, thanks for the good air. Thank you so much. She's doing good, huh? Okay, come up. 5. Come up, come up. Four. Three. Two. Come down. So use a strap with this, right? Strap? Yeah. Strap's so good. So good. So bridge again or wheel. Reset your feet. Ground your hands into the floor. Use a strap. Bring your hands in the loop of the strap. It's great. Jen, use the loop of the strap. Press into the mat. Come up. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come on down. We'll do three more. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, rebuild your foundation. Press into the floor, come up. Body's been waiting for this all day long, so be as full as you can now. This lasts, what, a couple minutes of your life? Okay, bring your chin down to to your chest, come back to the floor. Two more. Ready? Set and go. Help each other. Go ahead, help each other. Really, what good are you unless you help? Help people. You help people. You help people or you hurt people? You help them or you hurt them? Bring your chin to your chest, come back to the mat. Is that true? Is that true? You either help people or you hurt people. Okay. We have one more? Okay. All right. Feed your neighbor. Feed your neighbor. Ready? Love your neighbor. Some neighbors are tough to love, huh? Not here, though. Not here. You got good neighbors. Let me just look around. Yeah, you got good neighbors. Ready? Set? Go. See, when you're authentic and you're being real with yourself, it's food, it's soul food. When you're being real, 10, let it burn. You need it. You need it. Let it burn, huh? Five, four, three, two, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the mat. Okay, bring the bottoms of your feet together, rest, close your eyes. Yeah, close your eyes. Feel this. It's worth it. Everything. This moment you sit. Oh. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Breathe in. Empty out. Huge in breath. Huge out breath. Big breath in. Empty out. Oh, hug your knees in your body. Rock from side to side. Dead bug. The spaces in your body, little pockets of tissue that haven't been touched or exposed to your awareness, that you've covered up because you have memories in there. Yogis call them samskaras. Literal imprints of your past stuck in your body. And so many students, I'm speaking for myself and a lot of my students, you keep practicing and you unearth a lot of these memories. And a lot of these memories, it's not like, okay, so you unearth some memories that you couldn't, or feelings or experiences you went through when as a kid, and you couldn't manage them when you were a kid, so they come up and you have to manage them now, and they might bring you to your knees, but you also have a lot of beautiful memories of what it's possible to feel vitality again. It's like, man, that's what I'm talking about. When you remember, you just get that one moment where everything comes together. That'll be enough to keep you practicing for the rest of your life. I forget all the time. Every day, I step in the front of the room as a teacher, I step on the mat, I forget why I'm doing it. I get caught up in my life, and then I remember. And I just had a lot of those moments where I remembered, and they kind of stuck now. So I remember first thing in the morning, the most important thing I got to do every day. Get enough air in my body, get enough water in my body, take my body through its paces, say I love you, say thank you, let go of your feet, straighten your legs. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Breathe in and go up for 50. And make your abdominal work. Activate the muscles, your six-pack muscles. Straighten your legs. Flex your feet. More air out. More air out. Chin up. So when you hit 50, just sit on your forearms and firm up your legs like you haven't firmed them up yet. Right? Keep them really hot, firm, fire and earth. Okay, and then drop your legs one third towards the ground. You finish at 50 and you can meet us. Drop your legs another third towards the ground. Drop your legs 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Okay, clasp your hands at the back of your head and bicycle. Go for it. Flex your feet. Okay, 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Sit on your forearms. Drop your legs one third towards the ground. Okay, midway, another third. And do circles clockwise. Clockwise. Just make a few of them. Drop your legs 2 inches from your mat. 4, 3, 2. One more set. Legs up. Drop your legs one third. Another third. Okay, counterclockwise circles. Drop your legs 2 inches from your mat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Twist. Take your knees to the left. Chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. Bring your knees up to center and over to the right, chin to your left shoulder. Ah, great restoration. Got to spend time with your belly, your stomach, pancreas, spleen, gallbladder. That all needs a good massage. So the fluids, there's restoration, there's space. And prana can flow through every vital organ, through every cell in your body. So you're embodied. You're connected to source. You can actually feel your feet on the floor. This is yoga practice. You're getting the surface area of the body, every part of the body, close to the ground, touching the ground. getting closer and closer to your source. You remember what's important. Remember how important it is to be natural and authentic, in tune with gravity, in tune with life, you know, getting outside, being in solitude. That stuff's important, you know. What you put in your mouth, important. What comes out of your mouth, really important. Bring your knees up to center. Grab under your thighs. Rock and roll, head to heels. Cross your ankles. Roll over your ankles, downward dog. Half pigeon right side. Now you carry your intention for breathing and concentration. Just concentrating on your breathing. Let everything else come apart. Create the form. You can put a block under your right hip. You can put a block under your head. Remember, foundation, foundation, foundation. Creating your foundation. Now listen carefully. Creating your foundation, especially in vinyasa, because things are changing so much. Creating your foundation is the technology of remembering. Listen to the sound of your breathing. Just like your eyes are your index for your brain, your ears are the index for your consciousness. To become more conscious. Not self-conscious. Conscious of the self. Conscious of what you're putting your attention on. Are you putting your attention on your thoughts, or you put your attention on your breath? Where do you stand right now? So look, and then remember what you stand for, and create that internal shift. It's willpower. About 10 more counts. I do that every time I step on the mat if I want to grow. I got to remember my defaults as a student. Hey, take a breath in. Breathe out. Hey, downward dog. Half pigeon, left side. Sometimes I get overwhelmed, I start drinking water at the end of class, and then I remember. I'm like, oh, give up the water drink and give that up. You gotta keep remembering. Keep giving up your default action and then put in your intentional action. Remember to breathe out, get that air out. And then assist the next in-breath, pull it in. Deep restoration, deep restoration. Get that air out. Clear your space, clear it. It's the first action that you take when you're clearing out your space. And when I say clearing your space, there's a lot of excess stuff in your space. Things. They could just be a lot of thoughts. Maybe you read a book, maybe you watched a movie, and you don't even know it, but just unconsciously embedded and infested with thoughts. The first step of clearing that space, because your head, this space, literally space. I know if you cut the head open, you'll find brain and all stuff, but really, it's deep inside this space. And that space can get clogged up. The first thing to do to clear that space is get the air out of your lungs. Get it out completely. Keep doing that over and over and over again. Make that your aim. Keep breathing out. And bring some rigor to that practice. Because you'll hold on by default. That's your default. And you're not even conscious of it until you put the practice, the willpower into getting the air out. And you got to keep remembering that over and over. That's all you have to remember, too, is just breathing out. And once your space is clear and you're in a meditative space, you remember, the body remembers. The body starts to crave telling the truth. The body starts to crave love. It wants to give. It feels abundance, and it wants to give. And it's just energy. That's it, energy. You wrap your back leg over, double pigeon. Point to point. Full forward. Flex your feet. Press your heels to the middle of your ankles. Bow forward. Come on, stop looking around. Focus your attention on one point, the sound of your breath. You okay? Okay. Yeah. So if you got knee stuff going on, you want to make sure your ankles pass this if you can do that. And if you can't, then you better flex this foot more. I wouldn't even do this because you're putting strain on your knee and the lateral meniscus right now. Okay, as long as you're okay with that. Yeah, good. Yeah, if this is flexed strong like that and there's no collapse in the ankle, you're all set. Okay. Yeah, great. Get the bottom one too. Yeah, great. About 5 more big breaths out. Every breath out, let your upper body descend towards your mat. Sit up. Switch sides. One breath at a time. Lean forward. Never too late to start over and begin again. Never too late. Yoga practice is cumulative. You just keep practicing. Okay, so you forget your practice. Okay, you forget your practice. You don't come back to the mat for a month or 2 months or 3 months. And then you return to the mat. And then you forget. But then you remember. Just get into the studio is the beginning of remembering what's important. Then getting back into your zone, getting back into the sound of your breath, getting back into the committed drishti, your gaze. Just keep remembering what's important right now. You get that? What's important right now? Just keep remembering that because you forget. This is the game of yoga. You're alive and awake and you're present, then you're not. You go off into the past or you start thinking about what's going on next and you lose your vitality. You can see it in people when you're talking to them, when they're present with you and when they're not present with you. And you can see it if you're present with yourself right now, if you're fidgeting and you're moving, or if you're just radically still and listening to the sound of your breath, listening to your teacher, and just letting it pass through you. Stillness is really important, or the signals will get scrambled. There won't be any listening at all. There'll just be a lot of interpretation, but no listening. Sit up. And extend your legs out in front of you. Seated forward bend. Begin with your knees bent. Grab your ankles or your shins or your feet. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Breathe in. Flex your feet. Bow forward. Maybe you grab your shins or your knees, but don't sacrifice the length of your spine. Or keeping your torso flat against your thigh bones. Don't sacrifice that. Bring your head to your knees. Drop your head towards the floor or your knees or your shins. Bring these in a little more. Yeah, and just drop this. I feel good. You sit up, inverted tabletop. Now, I don't even know what these muscles, what would happen to these muscles, the pectoral muscles, the pectoral minor muscles, without this pose. Like the daily exposure of these muscles to fresh blood, to new space. Man, the pec muscles and the pec minor muscles get tight and contract in, act like a shield for the heart. No energy can come from the heart out into the world, and no, love can come in. It's like that too, just like that. You look at depressed people, their shoulders come forward, they're collapsing and protecting their heart area. You break open that area. About 10 more counts, stay in it, stay in it. Go a little further than you're usually going. If you're not, you're not growing. It's just, it's the principle of growth. Okay, four, press down on your mat. Three, feel that great space. Two, come down. Your pectorals will never be the same again, Jeremy, never. Scoot your butt to the front of your mat, lay on your back. Put a block under your bum. Straighten your legs up to the ceiling. Gaze at your feet. Spread your toes, activate your feet. You know, I had a new student this morning in class, and she never practiced yoga before in her life. And she just, it was like, you know, I went by her, I said, "You've been doing this for lifetimes, huh?" And she goes, "Yeah." And she didn't even know what she was saying, but she did though. Like you remember, there's this deep, deep, deep remembering. The healthier you get, the healthier you get, holy, like health holistically, it's not just healthy body, a healthy mental state where you're clear and you're committed to a bigger purpose. And one of these purposes could be keeping the body in shape. But having that mental edge, having good memory, just having a good memory. Important. Remember that game when you were young? Memory? I love that game. You don't remember that game where you flipped over and you saw the butterfly? Oh, you didn't grow up here? Well, it's real simple. Is that what you said? Within Spain? Yeah, it's like this game, Bobby. They'll have like 50 cards facing down. Oh, okay, memory. It's good. It's happening in the body all the time. You get good at remembering why you're here in a body. You remember you're here to help people. You gotta help yourself. You can't give what you don't have. You can bring your knees to your forehead. Or your feet to the floor behind you. If your feet touch the floor, you can straighten your legs, press your sitting bones to the ceiling and stay there. Or bring your knees by your ears, plow pose. Squeeze your brain. Can you do that? Squeeze your temples with your knees or your ears. Good job. Take your blocks out of the way. Bring your butt to the floor. Pull your knees into your body. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Remember death. Well, you've got to remember it every day. You know, if you look downstairs in the changing rooms, I think it's in the third changing room, there's a picture of an animation of a little kid sitting in a chair, and the Grim Reaper's behind him. And the Grim Reaper's holding his hands over his eyes. And the kid's all happy. And the Grim Reaper says, guess who? It's definitely the reason I step back to the mat every day, ultimately, is that I remember I don't have time. The warrior remembers death is there, always, always. Waiting for you to forget. Gets closer. Every time you forget, you just open your mouth and you throw dead food in your mouth. You forgot. Every time you make a judgment and point your finger, you forgot. Every time you tell someone to fuck off, you forgot. You remember nothingness. You remember spaciousness. You remember meditation. And to meditate, all you have to do is listen. That's it. That's why I get on you guys. I'm not doing it to dominate you. Just to open up the pathway to the universe, to the one verse, to the energy that's moving through you in the form of breath. Let that go. Let the control of breath go. You don't even want to hear any sound coming out of you with breath. You make it really quiet, like a corpse. You don't move. It doesn't work if you move. I'll give you some air. Let's take one more big breath in together. Open your mouth, empty out.
Breathe in. Open your mouth. Let it go. Roll over onto your right side. Keep your eyes closed. Sit up. Put your hands together in a prayer over your heart center.
Three ohms. Bring your prayer hands to your forehead center. Take a breath in. Together, we say namaste. Peace, peace, and love. Good job. Nice work. Good work. Good work. Good work. Good work.